We learned today that China's economic growth is at its slowest level since the global financial crisis. The economy there grew 6.5% in the quarter that ended last month, down from 6.7% a year ago. China's stock market is down 30% since January, and the currency, the yuan, is falling against the dollar. The country's finance officials today launched a media blitz to try to shore up confidence in the economy. Joining us now is NPR Shanghai correspondent Rob Schmitz. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Jeremy.
So 6.5%, we'd love that kind of a growth rate in the United States. In China, it's right. Bad news.
It is bad news. Yeah, 6.5%. We haven't seen that since 2009, and that was when the global financial crisis hit and had a pretty tremendous impact on China and the jobs in China. You know, there were many, many jobs lost after that. And so going back to that is not what I think China's regulators and China's bankers and China's economic planners were hoping for.
And so what is causing it? Is it mostly the tariffs from the United States?
Well, China's economy has been lagging for the last few years. You know, the government is dealing with a lot of problems. You've got public debt spiraling out of control. You've got a fairly significant property bubble in urban China. And the biggest pressure on the economy comes from this historic transition that China's making to shift the way that its economy runs, moving from an economy based on building things to one based on buying things. And when you're the second largest economy in the world and you're managing 1.4 billion people, that type of economic transition is pretty painful and pretty complicated. And that's part of what we're seeing here.
And are they expecting that it's going to last for a long time, this downturn, or that they'll be able to work their way out of it somehow?
Well, I think that's where the tariffs come into play, because we've got, in the midst of a downturn, we've got these tariffs from the United States, and that is happening at a pretty vulnerable time for China. So when you look at both the fact that China's economy is already lagging, its markets are tumbling, and its currency is also starting to decline pretty quickly here. And then you've got these new tariffs coming forth. I think that's creating a lot of psychological barriers for the Chinese, and it's basically making people try to shore up what they've got. And I think the entire system is preparing for a big shock right now.
Well, you mentioned the currency. It hit a 2-year low against the dollar this week, and President Trump has been accusing China of keeping the currency artificially low. So when the currency hits a 2-year low, is that by design or is that by accident?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. You know, the economists I talk to are dismissing this idea that China's purposely weakening its currency to make its exports cheaper. China used to do that, but that's not really what's happening now. What's happening is that the U.S. dollar is stronger than ever thanks to President Trump's tax cuts and the Fed's raised interest rates. In fact, it's fair to say here that China doesn't want its currency to be depreciating this fast because it can lead to inflation, and that's the last thing China needs right now. And what's interesting also is that China is manipulating its currency, but it's doing so in the opposite direction of what Trump has accused China of doing. Since the summer, China's been trying to strengthen its currency so that it wouldn't weaken so fast. So if China should stop manipulating its currency, the yuan would weaken much faster, which is what Trump does not want, because that could lead to an even bigger trade deficit between the U.S. and China.
It's NPR's Rob Schmitz joining us from Shanghai. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.